the pressure you guys have been able to get in the first two games?
Yeah, you know, we did a good job, executing the game plan Coach Belichick had. You know, it changes every week, and I'm very excited about the way we started off.
What is the key to maintaining that going forward?
Well, we're a very multiple defense, so, you know, one week we may come out with pressure, the next week we may come out, you know, sitting back in coverage. So you never know, and I think that's a good quality of this defense.
How do you feel at this stage of the preseason, two games in? How do you feel about where your game is at specifically?
Well, to be honest with you, you know, that's up to Coach Belichick to evaluate us. You know, you think you go out there and have a good practice, and then all of a sudden you watch the film and it's not as good as you thought it was, or it's not as bad as you thought it was. So that's up to those guys, and hopefully I make the team.
What would you like to work on? You know, what do you think you need to work on the most at this point, where you are getting ready for another season?
Just continue to work on communication. You know, we have a bunch of new guys out there, just talking to each other and getting everybody on the same page.
How's that gone so far?
It's going pretty good, but at the same time, there's room for improvement. That's one of the main things. That's one of my goals coming into this training camp.
You've seen what Albert Haynesworth can do when he's been with the Titans and the Redskins. Have you kind of been anticipating seeing what he can do for you guys since he hadn't been out there?
He's a great player, and I'm sure when he's healthy, he'll get out there and make some plays for us.
How important is it for the defensive line, the way it has played in the first two games, to be as disruptive as it has been for you?
You know, those guys, they played excellent, you know, during the whole training camp. You know, it's very important for all the linebackers, for those guys to eat up a lot of those blockers and allow us to roam around.
Do you look around and kind of say this could be fun for what you guys are trying to do as a defense here, especially getting pressure?
Definitely. You know, I go into every season thinking it's going to be fun, so hopefully, it continues this year.
Vince was saying that you guys, the veterans specifically, are having to learn some new things this year. Is that a fair assessment?
It is. You know, some different things. We're very multiple this year, showing different looks and things like that. And we have new guys, so I have to learn new names as well.
Defense always wants to get to the quarterback, but is there a recommitment, if you will, to getting to the quarterback this year? It seems like you guys are pretty fired up to do that.
Yeah, like I said, you know, we're very multiple. One week we may bring a lot of guys. Next week we may drop a lot of guys. So, you know, there's no telling what Coach Belichick is drawing up in that office right now.
In this defense, does it take being out on the field to really get the hang of it, or can you learn, you know, like a guy like Albert who's been out for a while, can he get up to speed by just watching and being in the meeting
room? You know, it's always good getting out on the practice field and in the walkthroughs with guys. You know, Albert's doing as much as he can, and when he gets out there, I'm sure he'll catch up fast.
Your third down numbers this year, the first two games are pretty good. What do you attribute that to?
Just executing the game plan. You know, last year we struggled a little bit on third down, just because of our awareness and not executing what we talked about during the week. So as long as we can continue to build on that, I think we'll be pretty good.
Jerome, what's it like in the video room when the play is coming up, they're evaluating it, and this play you didn't play particularly well on? Is it a nerve-wracking experience for what's coming?
It is. You know, you know you had a bad play in the game, and you don't really want to see it the next day with Coach Belichick putting it on the screen so everybody can see it. It's not that fun.
You know how complicated this system is. How hard is it for a guy like Fletcher, when he first coming in, to make that jump? And now obviously you see him, obviously it's a heck of a lot more comfortable this year.
You know, I always tell people that year two was always the biggest jump mentally. You know what to expect. You know what you're going to get from the coaches and things like that. And he's made a pretty good jump mentally.